It is the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now 100.9. Sad news this morning coming out of Wisconsin. There was a new rule, and it has me crying for these little kiddos. A Wisconsin school district says, hey, listen, no more sharing snacks. You're not allowed to do that. Yeah, I know. See, I told you this would be a big deal. The Appleton Area School District is banning snack sharing in the classroom, including birthday treats and potlucks.
Wow.
District leaders say nutrition and safety concerns with food were some of the reasons for the change. Instead, they're encouraging students to bring in non-food items or plan a class activity. Okay, lame as hell. Who
Pray
comes
for
up
these
with
kids.
These kids need Jesus, and they need help now.
Poor, poor kids. That's like the worst thing ever.
Wasn't that the best part of school? Like, okay, it's my birthday. You know I'm bringing in cupcakes or I'm bringing in, like, cookies.
Absolutely. But everybody's got, you know, 15 peanut allergies now. And
listen.
So you just can't.
There's been allergies forever. You're telling me just, like, in the past 5 years, like, nobody, like, became allergic to peanuts all out of nowhere? It just happened?
Well, you know, my boyfriend is severely allergic to any and all types of nuts, and I'm always trying to sneak them in, you know.
What about these
nuts? Harden them up a little bit. No,
oh,
I'm kidding.
My God.
Well, it's building up an immunity to them.
Right, right, sure. I'm trying to make him stronger. No, I'm kidding. We don't eat any peanuts, but
kids can even die if they have a cookie that has milk in it.
Yeah, that's
true.
And they're allergic to milk. Like, I never remember kids being allergic to stuff when we were in school.
I don't either. I'm not saying, like, toughen up, kids. Like, it's obviously a real issue,
right.
But it's like, holy crap. It's just, I think it's so lame. Like, you can't even share stuff. Like, hey, Alex, would you like to trade me these fruit gummies for this?
It's like, kids can't be kids anymore.
Wasn't that the best thing? Did you ever trade or swap with people?
No, only because, I mean, I definitely ate snacks when people brought them in, but I definitely wasn't trading because, you know, my lunch was picky eater approved.
Okay, so you already had it.
I wasn't about to eat some other kid's lunch. And even as a very young kid, I was high maintenance enough to be like, ew, I don't know what your kitchen's like. I don't want to eat something from there. You know,
your family looks gross. Sorry. No thanks.
I was just very, you know, I don't know where this has been. So no thank you.
Of course. I always had the best lunches. So
like, what did you have?
Trade with me.
Was it healthy back then too?
Yeah. Like, my mom would always like slice me up peppers with hummus.
Okay. Dang, you were
fancy. I
would have
avocado in my sandwiches. I would always have some sort of fruit. Also, my mom, literally from the time that I was in like first grade until I was a senior in high school, wrote me a note in my lunch every day.
Oh, I'm so jealous of that. Like, I know my mom loved me, but
nice.
I never got one of those notes. Did you?
She didn't write me a note every day, but my mom was willing. My mom is a stay-at-home mom, was willing to wake up at like 6 a.m. my entire school career for both my brother and I, even through high school and everything, to wake up and just make us a homemade breakfast if we wanted.
Oh, stop
That's
it.
What my parents did every single morning. Morning, we had either waffles, pancakes, or French
what?
Toast.
I feel so unloved
bacon.
Right now. Like, my parents didn't love me.
Yeah, my mom was always great about that. And then when I came home from school, always had like a homemade cake or cupcakes or cookies or something. Yeah, my mom loves cooking and baking.
Why do you have such a bad relationship with your mom?
It's not bad.
I got a Meyer cake on my birthday. And that was like, my mom and dad, like, fine, we'll get them something.
Well, my mom loves cooking and baking, so she refuses to buy store-bought stuff. So that would gross her out. She would not do that.
Okay.
But she was always nice about that. And even now, like, if I have friends that are traveling from out of town and they want to, like, stay at my parents' house or something for a night, my mom will offer, even though now she does work part-time at a daycare, she'll offer to wake up, like, 5 a.m. before she has to go to work to make them something to eat.
I kind of want to stay at your mom's place just for one night to see what's on the menu
the
next
day. She loves being a hostess.
When I was a kid, like, in school, I think I'm different than you two then. Like, we got so excited. Like, if somebody had a Twinkie or a Hostess cupcake or what are those things? Are they Nutter Butter or Nutter Bars? Like, they're layers of peanut butter.
Oh, Nutter Butters.
Something like that. Like, that was a big deal.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Like, that was, like, gold.
Oh, you know what else? Those brownies that look like Domino's.
Oh, they have the little dots on them?
Yes.
Oh, those were absolutely incredible. Oh, my gosh. Now I'm getting hungry thinking about that.